Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон trap сонсон trap сонсон trap сонсон trap донтсон trap донтсон trap Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан Даваа стоотан дур булаа мөрөлдөө
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Going to be a great show today. We have the Greg Romero Wilson,
the
star of commercials and movies and TV series and Netflix and Amazon.
How's Flo in real life?
Super sweet. She's a sweetheart.
She seems very fun. She seems like a nice person.
Totally cool, like absolutely down to earth.
We went to the same college.
Happy to hear that.
Flo.
Did you really?
She went to Binghamton. Yeah.
You went to school with everybody.
Just Binghamton. Just her. No, I went to different. I went to three different schools. So that's.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So the whole East Coast.
Binghamton, Hofstra, and Hunter, and I still didn't finish. Also Tyler Smith is with us.
Yeah. Yo,
Tyler, the fighter, the Marine, the Jew,
yes. The patriot,
Tyler, the Jew,
a man of many talents. And also we have a guy, Steve Mowry, undefeated fighter named Tall Steve. That's his nickname, Tall Steve, out of the Black Zillions, which is former Black Zillions. Now it's. What is it like? It's a different team.
I don't even know.
But the former, yeah, they broke up, but they're not. It's the same team, but just down the block or something. And yeah. We'll talk about that. Listen, a lot of people are hesitant to try hemp-derived CBD oil because they don't know where to start. There's so many different products. I mean, right? I mean, how many different products have you seen now? Every time you go on Instagram or Twitter, it's just...
Everybody's doing CBD.
Yeah, I just got an ad from a new one.
Well, listen, this family-owned business not only provides the highest quality U.S.-grown hemp-derived CBD, they also give personal guidance. Okay, you can call them up and talk to them. How cool is that? Each batch is third-party lab tested for potency and purity, and the results are posted on their website. They sent me a bunch of stuff, and I love it. My dog, absolutely, he's like a puppy now. It's great. It's naturesoilsonline.com, okay? They have whole plant hemp oil extract. They have derived isolate tinctures. They have hemp and emu oil pain balm and full spectrum CBD dog chews. Okay, call them directly at 469-525-3131. They will pick up the phone and talk to you. 469-525-3131. Special offer for listeners of the show. They're offering 10% discount for the already reasonable prices. When calling, use the code ADAM10 to get 10% off. Also, Speedweed. Marijuana is legal in California, and there's no reason why you should have to leave your house to get it because cops are waiting to pull you over and give you a DUI. And that's, what, $20,000, $30,000? You lose your job, your chick leaves you, that or your sucks. Boyfriend leaves you. It's over. Life, kaput. No. Go to speedweed.com. They will deliver everything. They got CBD. They got marijuana. They got pain relief. They have edibles. Oh, THC sex lube, which my wife and I used the other day. That was awesome. I got high while having sex, even higher.
Okay. little anal? Little Easter anal?
No anal. I never did anal with my wife. But just go to Speedweed.
That's right. You do Easter with the ones you don't love.
Just go to type in MMA Roast and you get 10% off. Now have you $100 or more.
What's up, people? March Madness is upon us. It's another huge month in sports across the NBA and NCAA. There's only one place to get in all the action. That's betonline.ag. Support our podcast by going to www.clnsmedia.com/winning and use the promo code CLNS50 for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50. Betonline.ag is your online sportsbook experts. There are some great games to bet on this week. The Trailblazers are playing the Nuggets, and the Celtics are playing the Bucks. And with plenty of excitement and drama happening on and off the court, you don't want to be left on the sidelines. Go where the action is at betonline.ag. Go there now. Yes, go where the action is. Because CLNS Media and BOL are offering you a 50% sign-on bonus. That's 50% by signing up at clnsmedia.com/winning and using our code CLNS50 with your first deposit. Yes. Go to clnsmedia.com/winning. Use promo code CLNS50 for your 50% sign-on bonus today. BetOnline.ag, your online sports book experts.
Have you ever had the anal with your wife or your girl, your fiance?
No, absolutely not. I love her.
Really?
Yeah.
And you, Tyler?
Really? Wait, why is it surprising for me, but you haven't done it with your wife?
Because you're a filthy animal.
Yeah, but you had a kid.
True.
Yeah, but you're
a filthier animal than me.
No, not even close.
I'm like on the surface filthy. You're like in your soul filthy.
First, I don't even know what that even means, but you've asked.
It's the Jew.
My friend brought his girlfriend to the dime one night, and you asked to do cocaine out of her asshole, like all right off the bat. Like that was your go-to, like, hello. Not even like, how's it going? What's your name?
It's Hollywood.
You asked the girl.
Go big or go home, baby.
That's how we say hello in Hollywood. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
A nice sniff.
Wow.
Can I blow some coca breath? That's the way it goes.
By the way,
that's a very nice offer.
Yeah, really?
That's a kindness.
So
to have it done from you.
Both ways.
To be both ways. Yes. Okay. All right.
So I did a show last week, and I was in Washington, did a show at a golf course.
Yeah.
It was nice. They loved the comedy. Like, they were just there to laugh. So, like, you leave LA,
that's,
and people
awesome.
Are just there to laugh, and you're like, well, this is what comedy is
supposed to be.
Yeah.
People, yes.
And then I sold like, I don't know, you know, a couple hundred in merch, even on a one-nighter. There's nothing better as a comic to like have a full suitcase and then have an empty suitcase on the way back. It's just it's one of those little things in life
you're like, wow.
This is great.
Yeah.
And then I get back and this girl's like, hey, you want to do my show Monday night?
I was hoping for blow out of my ass.
And it was one of those things where I was like, you know, if you catch me in the right mood, I'll say yes to almost any show.
Right.
But
I am frequently surprised at the shows you say.
But now lately it's different. With the wife and kid, I've been way more selective.
That's good. That's a good thing. Yeah, because you were taking shit. I was like, why, Adam? Why?
But she was like, it's $100,
whatever.
Well, this wasn't even like, it was like a Monday night. But she was like nice. She's like, you can sell your merchandise after the show. I'm like, first of all, no one's buying anything in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right?
Not at all.
So then I look at the flyer and it says, comedy show at 9, followed by open mic. I'm like, I'm not posting this flyer anywhere because I don't want me and open mic on the same flyer.
Not only that, but that also means that the room's going to start during your set is going to start filling up with, you know, shitty
open mic,
you know, with a bad attitude.
And that's what happened. So
like, yeah. Nailed it.
So last night I go up and I'm getting laughs, but they're just like, they're like those type laughs. It's like comic acknowledgement laughs,
right?
Which are my least favorite laughs in the world. I mean, my favorite.
I gave you one of those.
I was gonna say, although I have to admit, I've doled out quite a few myself.
Yeah, but you have a funny laugh, and it's you. Like people that you don't know are just like, ha. You just like, it's almost
right.
I'd almost rather get
insulting. Fuck you, man.
They're being snide.
I'd almost rather get nothing than that.
Yeah.
Like, and so then I'm getting annoyed. On stage, like, because now I'm getting annoyed, and then there's two gay guys in the front that just arms folded, like, so I'm
no
like,
good deed, man.
I feel like I'm doing comedy for a bunch of extras up here, which is what I told them, and I was like,
nice.
Finally, I got them, and it was a good, it was, you know, I think I had the best set of the night, but at the same time, it was one of those things where I was like, there was something awkward about that crowd. And then when I realized that everybody there was then getting up to do comedy,
was waiting to stand up,
I was like, man, this is not how.
Basically, you're doing an open mic.
Yeah, and like, if you're gonna have an open mic, have it before the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Second you said that, I was like, I can see what's wrong with this setup right now.
I mean, that just sounds like really bad planning.
And then wanted to like mix and have a mixer with the comics there.
That's the worst.
With like forced mixer is like when I was in high school, when I was in boarding school, they would have mandatory fun. There's no such thing.
Yeah, we had that in the Marine Corps.
Really?
Yeah, you know, mandatory fun days.
What do you guys do? What do you do? Jerk each other off? Or?
We just drink.
Nice. Yeah, that's the way to do
just
it.
Just drink and
what'd
fight
you guys
each
do?
Other.
Jerk each other off?
And mandatory fun was brutal.
He didn't deny it.
It was no, I did not. Dude, my first day at boarding school, right?
You jerked each other off.
Close.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm 13 years old, right?
Jerk myself
I'm 13
off,
years
thank
old,
you.
And there's no eighth grade in this school.
It was a race.
There's no eighth grade in the school. They threw me into a high school, right? I skipped a grade. And I got the highest grade. This is how bad the school is. I got the highest grade in the 10th grade class as an 8th grader coming in.
Good
right?
work.
But it wasn't even, I was a smart kid, but it was anybody could teach. There was no standardized testing there.
I went to one of those.
So I get there and we have a school meeting and I'm like, okay, and I'm 13. And
13 years old in high school.
Yeah, and five and in Maine, tough. Boarding yeah. school. I just got sent there. My sister was there.
We had like 106 like, pounds.
I was 100. I was 94 pounds.
How 94? No, how many? Way. Did you even have pubes yet? Did you have like four pubes?
I had a couple pubes. I had okay. pubes. I was 94 pounds.
Remember that time in your life we only had like six pubes?
97 yes. was like the. 97.
But you're so proud of those
what
six.
The
97
fuck?
Was like the minimum. 97 was like the minimum. You like had to weigh. So I had to weigh in with like they gave me like all
Wait,
my clothes.
To go
on.
To school, you
no,
had to
for,
be
no,
a certain weight.
No, for wrestling. I had to wear my winter jacket.
What kind of school is this? Grades, we don't
they
give
only
a fuck.
Did 97
but you guys at least weigh 125 pounds to go to Excelsior.
So anyway, there were five kids in my dorm room that had a circle jerk, right?
Oh, okay, yes.
They had a circle nice. Jerk. And they like
onto the cookie or
a
just
race.
A...
No, no cookie
just
involved.
Just a race.
And it got out. Like it got out.
Word as
got
as one does. Out,
so they had to go in front Shocker. Of the school at a school meeting. And talk about this at a school meeting. So I'm at the school meeting, and kids are standing up and crying and going, you know, and I'm bisexual, and I what? Shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, and another kid's like, yeah, I'm gay, and it's so hard. And I'm like, where the fuck did my parents send me? You know, and people are trying to shield me away from it.
Dude,
I had so
make
many
that show.
Oh
what,
yeah,
what yeah.
The boarding the little jerk off show.
Yeah, the just
the
life.
Weirdness. You're
your life.
Like, what the fuck? And you're this kid, and they're all like, "We're just having a jerk off contest, child."
You have no idea.
Oh it my really god. Yeah, you got to turn that into a show. I like it.
Anyway, so how was your weekend? What's going on?
Well, I went to CB Gold's wedding on Saturday.
Nice.
How was yes. that?
That was, I mean, it was very nice. It was lovely. It was at a country club in Thousand Oaks. And, you know, she was very lovely. It was funny because she was in a very traditional wedding dress. And he was in, you know, I mean, it was a very stylish tuxedo. It was like maroon, which I dug. I thought it was awesome. But he was wearing these like velvet shoes.
Yeah, wasn't it like velour? Wasn't the whole yeah, thing yeah. like velour or velvet? Yeah.
I would like to give him the credit of it being velvet. I hope yeah. it wasn't. I think velour. It was. Well, yeah.
Let's say velvet.
Let's say velour. Velvet. Let's say it was velvet. And but it was, you know, but that was the only thing that I was like a little bit from the Cam Newton collection.
Right.
But the rest of it was. But I mean,
it
and
fits.
He gave really awesome.
But didn't he rap?
Vows.
Wasn't there a rap video involved?
Maybe
I
at
hope,
the reception.
I
didn't
so.
Stay. Yeah. I wasn't able to stay for the reception.
Sean McCorkle said he like got drunk and talked your head off.
Yes, he was talking, and I had to leave because I had to make a spot at the store.
Right,
and so I was like, and he's like, "Let me show you this video." I'm like, okay, listen, giant man, I love you, but it's like I engaged him, and then I was just locked up.
Oh,
for like
yeah.
21 minutes. And I was like, I gotta go. I got a spot. I gotta go. So we just dipped out after yeah. that. But he had the best vows. Even the rabbi was like, that was incredible.
That's great.
Where he was like, awesome. He goes, I'm not gonna tell you what I will do. I'm gonna tell you what I won't do. And he goes, I won't ever hurt you. I won't ever, you know, betray your trust. I won't ever do this. I won't ever leave
did,
you alone.
Did he graph the wedding like as he was walking down the aisle?
He was, there was the fight poster set up.
Yeah.
For everyone to graph on their way in.
Now I heard Ween Dog wore a Conor McGregor shirt.
He wore a Khabib versus Conor McGregor shirt, which CB
oh,
actually noticed and
awesome.
Commented on. He goes, "This guy, look at this t-shirt he wore. If you're gonna wear McGregor, you're gonna wear Khabib." Like yeah. it was literally heard about it, you know. And the fact that oh god, and then Ween Dog. I mean, first of all, he looked like he was auditioning to be an extra on Magnum PI.
Yeah,
first
yeah.
of all, and then he put on the yarmulke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, is he Jewish?
No.
I don't think, no.
Yeah,
I
was like,
isn't that what you do?
I don't know. He was like, I thought we had to. So he's walking around a fucking yarmulke.
Ween Dogs, yesterday we had a podcast, which is available
that.
On Rockfin, me and McCorkle and Ween Dog. And he said that he felt very embarrassed about how underdressed he was. And I was like, well, why would you go to a wedding wearing a McGregor shirt? And he's like, he said he didn't know people could dress up for weddings.
No, has he ever been to a wedding? Was that the first wedding
was
he ever went to?
Was he raised in a cave, like by woodland creatures? Like
he must have been. He must have been.
Who didn't tell him nothing? Is what I want to know.
Didn't know he had to dress up to go to a wedding.
To a wedding.
Well, he didn't even show up.
That's just the most important day of these people's lives.
And these missing protocols
and he,
are
well,
constant in his stream of consciousness. Well, I didn't realize you weren't supposed to do anal on the first date. Like, little, like all these little things you should know, someone should have told you by now.
Well,
they're all missing
well,
from
yesterday
his
it came out that his dad's a swinger. He's
coming in clearer now.
He found out because he joined his dad's Facebook page group of swingers. He was a leader of some swinging group or something. And
where's his mom?
Why was he in it?
I don't know.
He wants to swing with his dad, bro.
He decided to join a swingers group now.
Like, and his dad was the head of
it. I love that. That's a series. You go and your dad's the head of the swingers group? That's great.
I can't imagine.
But now he's into, him and his girl are trying to do public sex. They're into public sex now.
So it went from no sex
to crazy,
now like fucking in a porta shitter. Like...
Well, that's what happens when girls like hold out for that long. And they find, you know, it's like the floodgates open. It's like, oh, my fantasies, you know. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Do you watch any of the fights?
I watched two of them.
Which ones did you watch?
The headlining fight with McDonald's.
Jack.
And Fitch.
That was.
I thought McDonald won.
See, I never agree with a draw, but I could see where this one was a draw. Because every round seemed to kind of switch back and forth between guys dominating. I mean, Fitch was on him a lot, but then when McDonald would be doing it, I mean, he would be definitely tagging him up and hitting him more aggressively. Right. So, I mean, it was, I don't know, for me, I was like, I could see how it's a draw. I mean, and I never fucking say that, but I thought, I was like, I could see this as a draw.
I thought McDonald won. But then afterwards, he started talking about... God doesn't want him to hurt people. Did you see the post fight?
No,
his interview.
And he was saying he doesn't know if he has it in him anymore, and that God wants him to be nicer. Doesn't want him to actually hurt people anymore. It just kept getting
sounds
weirder.
Sounds like he got sober.
The Lord was talking to me during the fight.
Yeah,
Lord, like,
yeah
don't, just don't that soft do like he was like just don't you know I don't know man.
He's
but I get
human
like
being.
Like he's. Well, they asked him a question. They said, like, do you feel like you've grown as a fighter? And I think a lot of people missed it, but he was like, yeah, and as a man.
Yeah,
and
like, said.
So I think he might, dude, honestly, I think that Robbie fight might have just
that's what people
broke
said. Probably
him.
Took his soul.
Yeah, just,
twice.
Just broke his soul,
that
dude.
Fight. Those fights.
Yeah,
were,
we, I was too.
Those fights were insane.
I wonder if we're going to see one of those like 30 for 30s in a few years. And it's like, this UFC fighter became this Ugandan minister.
Right.
You know, like, he just has a giant church in Uganda and he's just leading.
He's going
to
join Justin Wren's Fight for the Forgotten.
Which I'm saying, God bless him. If that's his path, that's his path. And it sounds like that's where his path is going.
By the way, I didn't say so.
Maybe.
My baby is with her grandparents this week and her great grandparents.
And
my wife's in New York. So I have the whole house to myself for a week.
Yes. Oh, wow.
And it's already felt like 6 years.
How many times have you jerked off?
I haven't because the
you
pets...
You liar!
The pets keep... My God. The pets keep... Well, me and my wife, she left on Sunday night. So it wasn't like...
So it's been a whole day.
So it's been like two or three. So we're at three.
No, I have not yet. I was going to last night, but then my dog and cats kept like... following me everywhere, and then I got to,
blame the dog. Blame the dog.
I'm not buying this.
No,
I feel like then you went to the bathroom.
No, then I got to remove the stairs from the bed to jerk off.
Right.
And then he surrounds me like a shark. You know?
You put in the earbuds and you focus, my man. I don't believe
Yeah, dude. It's like the first thing if I spend the night at my girlfriend's house, like, that it's the first thing I do when I get home the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'm
not buying this at all.
I don't know why.
Because you can actually now you could queue up the videos. You could play the volume.
Dude, first of all,
you can actually listen to it. Oh, yeah.
But you still feel weird about it.
Watch two
or three videos. Weird.
First of all, porn sucks right now because it's all incest porn. If you go on porn right now,
which site are you
talking about?
Jesus, man.
I go to UGIS.
RedTube, large is, porn films.
Well, I don't know that. What's that called?
Oh, that's a good one. It just has all the.
I go to Beej, BEEG.com.
I like X Hamster.
Oh, I've heard of that one. Yeah,
X
Hamster
is like kid with stepmom, guy with stepmom.
Yeah, try X Hamster.
No,
they got it all.
Categories.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't go into the cat. I just look at whatever's on the front page.
The thumbnails, right? They have a wide variety on X Hamster.
The worst is when I like see a girl that I hooked up with, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. That's your life.
And she's just getting surrounded by semen everywhere.
Well, that's what you get for dating girls.
Or if I know the guy, I know a lot of male porn stars. I can't, if I see a guy who I know, I'm like, I can't. I'm like, I can't look at Tommy Gunn's cock.
Well, I can't imagine.
Guy's been to my show.
Tube 8 is also very good.
Tube 8.
Also very good.
All right, I'll check those out.
A lot of young chick porn.
I don't like that. I can't do teens because it's too young.
And you have a kid. So that's like all that stuff's getting off
less
limits.
Less Tube 8, more X Hamster. Too bait is kind of.
I get
you. Just
really
gotta go. You just gotta search by category
older, yeah. based on their tattoos and yeah. the fact that you could tell they're not really teens.
Sure.
I still the fact that like, what if they are teens? And then I turn on my phone, my computer, like at the Apple store, and it says teen porn comes yeah. up, and I get arrested.
Down goes Coach Adam.
No, I'm saying on my Apple, like on my computer.
Oh.
I'm always worried that like if
it's
I watch
it's gonna sync up and it's all gonna
if
be
I watch new. A teen porn, it's in my history or something, and then I get arrested or something.
No, yeah. I don't use my primary computer.
Well, you have porn computers
like burner devices for porn.
I have an iPad Mini that is specifically for porn.
So do I.
You have yes. burner computers?
Yes.
No, I have an iPad that I've had for like 10
right,
years.
Right, it's a piece of shit. And you're like, I can't do anything else but play porn.
Reddit and porn.
Right. If I try and click on something else, it's like, you sure you didn't mean porn? Like, it's it only knows porn, and porn only knows it. And I can I've had the webcam covered for years on that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a gotta do.
The URL sites are like stuck together instead of like just like pages.
It just freezes.
That's how it works.
Come on.
Sometimes it does lock up. Like Jesus, man, let it go. Like
it's been 45 minutes.
Gee, if you're not there yet, just quit. Yeah. So
I know it's true. I have to. I think tonight I'm gonna.
Tonight's tonight. You're gonna romance it.
But I'll tell you what I did watch.
Light some
candles. Cobra Kai. Down,
maybe drink a little red wine.
I started watching the Cobra Kai season 2.
So you've been jerking off to that.
There you go.
Jerked off to Cobra Kai.
But that is the greatest show ever. Did you watch it?
No.
Dude, see, you.
Because I'm not ordering RedTube.
I'll give you my password. Dude, it is so.
YouTube Red.
RedTube.
What are we talking about? Too much porn.
That one just plenty. I'm down with YouTube.
It's worth it.
RedTube.
It's worth it.
Yes.
The Karate Kid is the best series I've seen in years.
All right.
The Cobra Kai.
All right.
Now, let's talk about the fights. So, what other fight did you watch?
What was the other one? Oliveira versus Perry. Platinum Perry.
Oh.
That was
which
a banger.
I thought was a very good fight.
That was a great
fight. It was a great
fight.
If your game plan is to trade punches with Mike Perry,
you're wrong.
You're going to lose.
You're wrong. Time.
This guy has the hardest head, which I think it might be hollow, okay, but it's fucking hard. Yeah. I mean,
didn't
well,
say
in the
that
way,
he didn't
dude,
believe that. Like, he was like, I don't believe it about his toughness.
He's the toughest guy ever.
And the way he throws punches is just like, it's like Jeremy Stevens on fucking steroids, dude. Just reckless abandon.
Alex beat him. You can't beat him.
You can be super technical and like stick and move and get out of the way.
But do not.
Man, you better have good cardio.
Like if he goes into bare knuckle boxing, he may win the championship.
He could.
Because he just can knock everyone out.
And Alex Oliveira hits hard, man. He was tagging him too.
But he looked bigger than Alex Oliveira, didn't he?
He was. Bigger? He was a little stockier.
The best is when he, you see like when he was dancing. They didn't show
when
it on
Oliveira
TV,
was coming in.
But Oliveira was coming in, and then Perry started dancing to his entrance music.
He was like in
good
the
for
cage,
him.
Just
enjoy
like,
it. Yeah, go ahead. See, that's what I like about this guy. He's got that fucking all attitude.
He does
yeah.
have that. Like, he does. Have
well,
star
it seemed
power.
Like this, yeah. like this fight more than any. Like he was just everything was on.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything was on. He
well,
had
the
his
crowd
he had his chin. He had the hands going like.
Florida.
That fucking right. throw,
well,
that takedown
there.
That he got. Yeah. Oh yeah. Man,
I think he's from there too.
No, he's not from there.
Oh.
He's from Michigan.
By the way, this guy that I interviewed.
I just remember them saying that at the beginning because
Mike
like,
Perry fanboy
well,
over
there.
Here.
No, they said it specifically. I remember them talking about that.
By the way,
you know, they're like, "Oh,
like
well,
Detroit
he's from
or
here.
Something."
Actually, he's from Michigan, but he just trained out of Orlando.
By
now,
the way, so. If you want to listen to a great interview, guys, to promote, I hate to promote Rockfin again, but I'm going to keep doing it. I interviewed this guy Ian Heimisch. This guy is 12-1. And he was selling ecstasy from when he was like a thousand, got caught with 1,000 pills in Denver at 19 years old. He was a state champ at Denver wrestling.
Shit.
So he fled the country and he went to Europe and he lived there for 5 years in Europe, living on the beach. He was homeless. And then his family took him in and they were like, hey, you really want to make some real money? Started smuggling hundreds of cocaine in little balloons and swallowing them into Colombia. Got busted, did 5 years in Spain in a prison.
Like smuggling coke into Colombia?
No, yeah. out of Colombia.
Out of Colombia.
They don't smuggle of,
yeah,
it
yeah, right.
into
out of Colombia. Ended up getting doing 5 years in a Spanish prison where he learned how to fight. And joined, there's a wrestling team in a prison. And he became head of the MMA in the prison. And you can hear the rest of the story, but he's actually a real fighter. He's 12-1. He's fighting on
no
the Rochester
way.
Card. He's fighting Shoeface.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you want to hear one of the craziest stories ever.
I would not want to fight that guy.
Who, Shoeface or Ian?
No, Ian.
Yeah. But Shoeface, like, is great, too. He's a guy
who... No, he's great, but, like, that's not the guy you want to go into a fight. Like, that guy doesn't give a shit. Like,
and then
he's going
to
try to murder you.
Then he went to Rikers after that. They let him out of prison because... Oof. And they're like, you can't...
Oh, but he had to come back to the U.S.
And got arrested. And, right. So, damn, just crazy, dude. Craziness. But the guy's doing great now. He's training out in Colorado with Anthony Smith and all those guys over at Team Elevation.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Jacare losing.
Man.
No one saw that. Jack Hermanson. Michael Bisping called it. Bisping said, I think Jacare is a better fighter. Hermanson's going to win. And I tell you about what I think happened was these guys, like, I remember when Rockhold got knocked out by Bisping, I was talking to some guys in the UFC, and they were all like, yeah, he just had this attitude like he was doing us a favor. And then he gets knocked out. And I think Jacare had that same attitude. He's doing the UFC a favor. When you have that attitude and your opponent doesn't,
yeah,
you're getting knocked the fuck out, or you're going to lose. And that's, you can't fuck around at that level. You can't go into a fight not 100%. Because the other guy's going to.
Yeah.
And a
for
fight
sure.
like that was crazy.
For sure. I think he just, he came out. He wasn't ready for Hermanson to just go.
Yeah.
Like, he's hungry. He basically turned it into a boxing match.
Right.
Like, and his boxing is slick, man. He was really good. Tagging him up.
I'll tell you who looked awful was Greg Hardy's opponent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
This guy.
I wanted to watch it, but I also didn't want to waste what little time I had watching it.
It's like they brought in the bad guy from Popeye.
Bluto.
And he fought like Bluto. Yeah. Where he just put his head down and just ran into him.
Oh, my God.
And just waiting to get knocked out.
Right.
And everyone's like, this fight's fixed. Dana White said, this guy's 9-2. I got to find the 9 guys he beat. He goes, I want to meet those guys. He
Dude,
goes,
seriously.
During the press conference, he goes, some of them are probably in this room right now. you almost felt bad for Hardy because everyone's mad at him because of it, but it wasn't his fault. He did what he had to do.
Well, people are mad at him for calling out Stipe afterwards.
Hardy did?
Yeah. He was
what
like,
an
well,
idiot.
He didn't call him out, but he mentioned him. Like, Stipe's on my radar. Like, Stipe and Derek Lewis. Stipe and Derek Lewis are on my... Like, get the fuck out of here.
He also said that
they
would
destroy you.
Is this a galactic radar?
I would love to see it. Oh, I would love to see it.
Are they on your radar as in, like, orbit around the sun? Like, you know.
Here's my thing. If he's going to be on a co-main event anyway and steal somebody else's spot that deserves it, like, fucking, we might as well put somebody, you know, top, not Stipe, obviously, but a top 20 fighter.
Well, he also
give him someone good.
He's the Michael Jordan of MMA.
Fuck out of here,
Greg Hardy. He has unlimited potential. I'll tell you what, though.
That may be true. That may be true. We haven't seen it. I mean,
he's
4-1.
All this stuff, though, because now we're not talking about him beating up women.
Yeah.
We're talking about his stupid statement. So he should make more stuff like this.
Yeah. I mean, and good for him. Like, he's taking his chance. He's shooting a shot.
Thank you for bringing it back up, though. Just to make sure we got it in.
Of course.
While discussing him.
I mean, he's in the UFC.
Not that it's not
like true. Like it or not, he's in. So you might as well make the most of it while you're in there. And he could. I mean, he's an NFL athlete. So he could be some amazing fighter someday.
But he's
4-1 right now. So we'll see. Yeah. Give it 5 years.
Hey, I'm surprised he's still in it. So many of these guys are kind of one-hit wonders. They get in, realize it's not for them, and then they get out. You know, and that's it.
We haven't fought anybody that can fight back yet, though. Except the last guy, kind of.
That's true, but he's gone through 5 fights now, so at least he has a sense of, you know.
Yeah. Like, he knows what he's doing.
What's happening in there, you know? I mean, he knows that he wants to fight, so that's...
If we're going to have to see him, we might as well see him fight good people.
And I was happy that Angela Hill got her win. She looked great. Carla Esparza looked amazing.
Yeah, I heard she dominated.
Monster.
I didn't
She's
watch
back.
That one.
Cookie Monster won. Phil Davis looked awesome at his fight. I was nervous because it was kickboxing again, but he was winning the kickboxing exchanges. But I called him up. I'm like, dude, quit stressing me out, man. Like, go for it.
Just wrestle.
Go for a takedown. He
Just
finally
wrestle,
did
Phil.
In the third round and took the guy down and made him tap. Well, he actually broke his jaw.
He's got really good submissions, man.
Yeah.
Like, very underrated submission game.
So it was actually a great week of fighting. There was a lot of really, really good fights. This week, Invicta has an 8-girl tournament, multiple fights in one night, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way.
Is the wife still going to be out of town for that one?
That's Friday. I think she comes back on Friday.
Ah.
I know, right?
Yeah, you could really.
Oh, come on.
That's
not exactly what
Yeah, hit her again.
Yeah, oh, God. Mid-fight finger bang. Mid-fight finger bang.
By the way, have you seen the Iranian Hulk?
Yes. Oh. And I heard about this, was it Bellator?
They're signing him?
No, somebody signed him.
It's KSW probably, right?
Maybe.
They always sign those freaks.
Let's see.
Iranian Hulk. Yeah, this dude, he's the guy that you talked about doing the windmill. That was going to be his like move where he just spins around in circles.
If you put in Iranian, Hulk is the second thing that comes up.
Yes. This guy, they just is now doing MMA.
Yeah,
come up in 90.
We'll see. I forget who said they would fight him.
I forget
who it was that agreed to fight him, but he's like an actual fighter.
How do you get like that?
Steroids and there's got to be some kind of like.
No, people, listen, it's been known for 1,000 years. Camel's milk is a real bulking agent.
Really?
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of big, like, Iran has a lot of wrestlers, like, good wrestlers.
Yeah, but not like.
This not that.
Ridiculous.
But there's guys, who's the fucking mountain from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
That guy's huge.
Have you seen pictures of him with his wife?
Yes.
And he has that tiny little
oh
wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If those videos ever got out.
It's like Shaq when he used to date those little, like, when he was dating Hoops. Yeah. Remember Shaq and Hoops were dating?
It's like, oh, boy. This is.
Like, how is she not
broken? It's a natural.
Broken.
Just split
like,
in half.
How is she not broken in half?
Just fucking.
Also, Glover looked good. Glover Teixeira.
Looked really good.
He was getting beat up at first. The guy was doing all kinds of illegal shit. And Glover had that old man, you know, strength going for him. And he's just, you can't put him away. All right. So this Saturday night.
Brian Ortega says he destroyed the Iranian Hulk.
Brian Ortega?
That's what it says here.
He might, actually.
According to TMZ.
Probably rip his fucking foot off, dude.
He probably would.
From yesterday.
He probably would.
He says he would just destroy him. I destroy Iranian Hulk. Here's how.
How? By putting a pin in him?
No, he's going to say I would take his back and choke him out.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. That's what he would say. Piss him off.
The guy has no neck. How would he choke the guy out?
Choke him out.
Come on.
Yeah. You're gonna see him just
good luck fucking arm barring him.
But just when I ride that wave out, it's a done deal, man. He'll gas out and he'll be mine.
Yeah, let's let the guy lands one punch or just sits on him.
That's interesting.
Ally Aquinta versus Donald Cerrone this Saturday.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a good fight.
Yes.
I like both those guys.
They're both
insane. But I would definitely go with Cerrone.
Really? Why?
More recent winning streak.
I'll just beat Kevin Lee.
But before that, didn't he lose
to Khabib?
I'm just saying.
He beat Alex Hernandez and he beat Mike Perry.
So
I don't know, man.
I just think Cerrone's hotter right now.
Seems like Cerrone, when you think he's going to win, he loses. And
that's true, too. Anytime I've said he's going to win, he does lose. He disappoints me quite a bit.
Anytime it's like taking that next step, like that step up to
the
next level.
Do you think, though, Ally Aquinta is the next
no.
step, though?
No, I don't.
Right.
But
that's
it's a
I
big
think
fight.
Win.
But it's a big fight. Like, technically, on paper, no. Right. But I think he's ranked higher than him.
Is
and
it?
I, yeah. Isn't
I'd be
isn't Ally Aquinta like five or something?
Yeah, but the rankings don't even mean anything.
I mean, they don't, but it's like, okay, this, like, if I beat Ally Aquinta, I could have a title shot now.
Yeah, I mean, look, it seems like Cerrone, he's a kid. Most people, they have kids that, like, their focus goes otherwise. He's been uber focused, and leaving that camp was a huge thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he left Greg Jackson's camp and went off on them,
yeah.
saying that they're like, for $50, you can go in there and train with Holly Holm. Holly Holm. By the way, you seen the Holly Holm dance
Is
video?
Is that true? Because if so, I have $100 I need to spend immediately.
You see her dance video?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she made this dance video.
Oh.
And as a guy.
I'm going to need to use your house.
Look, as a guy who can dance.
As a guy who is in the black dance repertoire. She has all the moves correct.
Oh, okay, I get it.
But there's no style.
But the rhythm.
Yeah.
And
right.
like
you can see her brain. You can see her brain
like
going like
pop
right
left,
hand
go,
right hand up.
You know, she
it's like Mackenzie Dern dancing. Just
really
fucking awful.
Mackenzie's awful.
Bad.
I would think she, with her fake Brazilian accent.
I love that once she's single and all of a sudden she's posting dance videos. I love those.
Holly? Yeah. That's what people were saying. They were like, "Wow, it looks like she's really taking that hard." By the way, have you seen the 3-on-3?
Living her best life. She's living her best life.
By the way, 3-on-3 Filipino MMA.
Fuck yeah.
Have you seen this?
I've seen the 5-on-5 in Russia.
This is genius.
3-on-3. It's India.
This is like a video game.
It's India versus the Philippines.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Is it awesome?
Yes.
It's like a kung fu movie.
It's not MMA. It's
you're right.
It's a street fight.
It is MMA though.
It's a gang fight.
It's completely different because you're going for a quick knockout.
Oh my God, this is great. Oh, UFC just fell down a rung in my book. I am all 6-man gangland. This is the
best.
Who
would your two people pick if you had to pick any two people?
Oh, to be with
to
me?
Fight with you?
I'm going to do it? Ooh. You two idiots. You know? I'm taking you guys with me. We're all getting
our asses kicked.
Really?
Let's do it.
Yes, we'll do we said we'd all go down
I would pick
together.
John Jones. I picked John Jones. Although I feel like John might just like let me get the shipping.
Oh, no.
If you had to pick any two fighters to be in your corner for this, I would say Stipe and John Jones, right?
I don't know.
Well, you're in fantasy land.
If you pick Cormier and Jones, they might fight each other.
The chance of the three of us getting in a fight together
I'm saying you can pick any two people to be in your corner.
This is very true.
Any two people, like ever?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Iceman.
Ooh. Chocolate out now. Come on now.
Not, but you like, said of
no,
ever.
No, you can't go back in time and be like, oh, I'd pick Bruce Lee. I'd pick it right today. Ever is easier.
And fucking Goliath and, and the devil.
And Hulk Hogan.
Moses and because if we're losing, he would just part the cage open.
Fuck you.
And Jesus Christ.
Jesus, exactly. Yeah. I'm going with Jesus and Muhammad.
All right, so here's Holly.
Stop me now, motherfucker.
Here's Holly Holm dancing.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to see this.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, look at her in little shorts, too.
Like, yeah. She goes. She can move, she for can move. Sure. I mean, she's a fucking professional athlete. But there's something that's like
a little bit,
and that's kind of how she fights too. Like when you watch her fight, she's very robotic. Like,
I know, but there's something
she
like
she is happy to be single.
But when you think of her, like, in, like
and she's waiting for the.
But,
Greg
not a lot, but there are
Wilson.
Girls that are like worse dancers than that, but they're more sexual, like in their movements. And you're like,
they don't do as much. They're not as technical, right?
So you're into it, Greg?
Oh, I'm gonna beat off later 1,000%. I'm beating off right now. You just can't tell. Oh my God, that's it. She's
the preacher's daughter.
I love her.
What? Anyway.
But yeah, I think Cerrone as well.
Yes, thank you.
I think Cerrone's going to take it.
You think Cerrone's going to take it?
Yeah, I think this is a different Cerrone. That was back at 155, right?
Because
Zaya Quinta. Oh, it's at 170.
I don't know. They have Al at 155 and Donald at 170. That
okay,
makes no
so
sense.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right, so Derek Brunson versus Elias Theodoro.
Brunson should win.
But Elias...
He always wins. He just pulls out these victories, and I don't know how, but he does it. And it's not like he's like winning some super close... Like, he wins.
Yeah.
But...
He always...
He just looks like so... Oh. I don't know. He fights so weird.
So weird. Almost like he doesn't even train. But he's been training with GSP, because he also has a... I did an interview with him on Rockfin. You can hear as well. And he actually talks about having ADHD, taking marijuana, taking CBD, but training with GSP and like what he's been doing. And he's all about it. But he's also... He's got a really bright guy that I met, his buddy, who's like this nerdy... Like Master Splinter type kid, but just is a genius when it comes to fighting. Like I think he's like a black belt or brown belt, but he doesn't fight. But he just can dissect anybody's. He's just one of those guys, and he's always in Elias's corner, and he tells Elias exactly breaks down what the guy's going to do, and he's usually right on the money. Like if I was his opponent, I would capture that guy.
Yeah, there's some guys like that. I mean,
yeah, you just kidnap him the night before and just hold him in a basement until the fight's over.
Or like order, you know, back in football, they would order hookers to the quarterbacks.
Exactly. Keep him up all night.
Come on, buddy.
Once the party ends, you run it back up again.
You think they really did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen actual interviews with them talking about doing it.
Now, would you be able to like, okay, you're a quarterback in the NFL, and then hookers show up at your you know, door at 2:00 in the morning? What are you gonna do?
Fuck them.
You're not going to say, I have a big game tomorrow. And
no. I'm going to be like, look, life's too short.
That's
to
why.
Every game.
That's why you're not an NFL quarterback.
Exactly right. I mean, listen, They could have sent one hooker at 4 p.m. I still would have missed
during the game.
Totally. I'd be like,
sorry, guys.
Guys, I'm just going to run back in the tunnel.
Hold on.
Real quick.
Give me good 10. Oh. Quick 10. Take a 10.
One of the saddest things I've ever seen was the guy who missed the Super Bowl. That football player, well, documentary, he like got high or drunk the night before.
Oh, right, and he got depressed and like took off on the team.
He like missed the Super Bowl the next day, and yeah. He was like one of their star players.
No
yeah,
way.
Like a lineman.
And it was like 10 years later, and the guy was like armed robbery a couple times and like still refuses to like say what happened that
was
night.
Was he Raiders?
I'll tell you what happened. Self-sabotage at its fucking finest
no, exactly,
is what happened.
Exactly. Like, he was on the precipice of his dreams coming
there.
Through. And
yeah, exactly. Been
well,
there.
It's like with the one on Dwight Gooden and Strawberry.
Gooden, they could not stop doing coke.
Dude, but not only that, but like they missed, Gooden missed the parade after they won the World Series. Like he was so
cocaine's
high.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
He was so high that like he never made the parade, and he was like the main dude.
Like
he
the
was,
guy.
He had like
yeah.
the float. Like it said, like Dwight Gooden.
And he wasn't like, there. Like, I don't know where he is.
And he said
he was
like,
on that.
He said he woke up, he was high as fuck, he put on TVs, and like the parade's on, and he's like, oh shit. Yeah.
Supposed to do something.
Strawberry's doing really well now. He's like,
he is.
He's in Florida, he has like a
he
church.
He just does bumps.
He has a church.
Just
and I feel like Dr. K.
One a week.
Gooden didn't really.
Exactly.
Dude, you look at like 80s black superstars, and I don't know, it was because maybe they were like the first of their kind or the first multimillionaire athletes. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But they did not handle success. You look at like, okay, Strawberry, Gooden, Lawrence Taylor, you know, Barry Bonds, even some of those like basketball players, like Sean Kemp or like these guys are just, you're like, oh man, Tyson. And I know Tyson's doing well now, but I mean,
Jesus. There was a time.
No, you're right. You make a very, very good point. I mean, that's, you're right. I mean,
there are obviously
Tyson talked about it.
Super athletes that they did well, but I think New York is like
It was a dangerous time. I mean, it was just a party scene.
Oh, if you're in New York City and you're the pitcher or you're Daryl Strawberry, and like the whole team, they said they had like they basically had speed, bowls of speed, and they would just take them during the games. They said the ball was like it was like hitting a basketball, and everything was like in fast motion. Everything it was crazy. It was crazy. But
well, we missed it.
Damn.
Fortunately, we were comedians in New York in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Which still had a lot of cocaine and parties.
So Cub Swanson's fighting Shane Burgos. Tough fight for Cub Swanson.
Tough. Yeah, I can't go against Cubby though.
No, that's, me neither. But it's just been like, dude, ever since marrying Kendra Perez, I'm not going to blame it, but like a lot of times when you get a super hot woman, and I've hung out with her, she's gorgeous, and they have twins now, and they have a kid. A lot of times, like, those super hot
girls. Oh, it takes
it
out of you for sure.
Oh, my God. You look at like
any girl. That's why they tell athletes like don't have a relationship. It's true.
No, look at even
it's
like
true.
Look at athletes.
Takes your
look
focus
at singers,
away.
Like Bobby Brown, like, at one time was banging Whitney Houston and you watched the Bobby Brown thing? Whitney Houston and Janet Jackson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah.
And then his career.
But according to that, he also was introduced to cocaine by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she had the coke problem.
No, he just got out of jail and he was sober and she's like, do this.
Yeah.
And, that movie was like, and then.
The movie was such the I didn't do nothing, y'all. All these people just gave this shit to me and then they caught me with it. Like, and nothing was his fault in that movie. None of the cheating was his fault.
Dude.
All the girls were just like, come on, just give it to me. Like, it's like,
dude, there was one scene where he like
that can happen.
Forgot his keys. He comes in, Whitney Houston's doing crack.
Yeah.
He goes to beat up the crack dealer, and then she's like, no, and then he hits her. While, like...
Pulling back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, the whole thing was his fantasy version of the way shit went down.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so just him, like, I didn't see, I told you, I didn't do it, this is all the way we did.
It was an accident.
Exactly.
Accident.
Did you ever
just put my hand back, and it just accidentally... Yeah, all of it was it was just so funny that way, the way it was completely slanted.
Dude, one of my favorite stories ever was when Dennis Rodman was, like, cheating on Carmen Electra. And then Carmen like walked in on them after they were married, and he was with the girl, and he's like, "Where? What is this?" And he's like, "She fell from the ceiling."
She fell out of Skype, babe. I don't know what happened.
Like,
don't know how she got here. I don't.
She didn't even try and keep it within the realm of reality. She materialized as a chandelier. This is the hot bitch making chandelier.
She fell from the ceiling.
It's my masseuse.
like what the fuck?
This is my sister. Like, make it super weird.
Babe, I wanted to tell you sooner.
She's my sister. I'm so sorry.
We have a problem. We're sick.
We've been doing it since we were 12. I'm so sorry.
So, all right. Who else is on this car? Will Harris.
Hey, do you think Cub Swanson's on the way out?
It would appear that from the last couple fights.
That's what I think, too.
I hope not.
And that's why I'm going with Shane Burgos.
I mean, he's getting there. He's definitely getting up there. He's been fighting for a long time. He's had a lot of fucking tough fights, too. So,
yeah.
He could be. I don't think he's lost any skills, speed, power, nothing. I don't think he's lost
any of
that. He's
got great training partners.
But there's something like that.
Put them in the
yeah,
ring.
There's something that's not there anymore. And well, I can't
Harris.
Figure out what it
right.
is.
Right. That's what I mean, it seems to be one of those names that he's fading. He's on the decline, not on the way back.
But a lot of times right. the people said about like Glover and Arlovsky and they beat these guys. They beat the young up and comers. I mean, look
yeah, but
at
Arlovsky, true. Although, he's a heavyweight. And that's just a division of clowns.
It's true. Well,
what the fuck?
And really? Glover too, or I mean, Glover's a light heavyweight.
There's just so few guys that go into the heavyweight division, you know. And then when they do, they've got like three fights under their
but
belt.
But I'm saying like, there are those fighters that like seem to be upsetting the new up and comer. Even with Aldo, it seemed like they were throwing Aldo to what's his name to Hanado the last fight, and Aldo took care of
yeah.
him.
Oh yeah, he
so
did.
So that seems to that does happen a lot.
Yeah.
The veteran, you know. You can't take
no,
away somebody's...
No, I mean, that's absolutely true, but I'm just... But sometimes you can see a guy who's... And every now and again, he gets that win, and all of a sudden, he's coming back,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just a single win on the way out the door.
No, I remember one time he came to my comedy show, and his jaw was wired. And it was after, like, he'd had, like, an amazing fight.
Well, that's the best time to go to a comedy show.
And, like, sure. and like every time he talked to me... and I'm like... And I would introduce him to people. I'm like, hey, this is my friend. He's in the UFC. And he's like... Ooh. And people were like... It was not a good way to introduce... Like, UFC fighters are like... They can't talk. And like, they're like mutants.
Yeah, talking like... And people are walking away going, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
They're animals. Brute.
Totally. Also on this card... Sarah Morass, who I called Sarah Morass because she's got a big
cheesecake.
She's fighting
Snow Holly Holm.
Mary Chiasson.
She's a nice Jewish
Macy
girl.
Macy Chiasson, who's good. This girl who just beat
yeah Macy. I think They're Macy's no gonna nice piece Jewish. Her up.
You think so?
Yeah,
dude. Sarah beat
I
Ashley
so.
Evans. She just beat Angela Hill. There's something about her that
I mean. She's grimy. She's grimy, and she comes to fight.
No, did she beat?
Think,
no, she didn't beat Angela Hill.
I think Macy is.
Yeah,
yeah. I think Macy is the new woman's fighter. Yeah,
it appears that way.
She's good.
She's jacked.
She won
the Ultimate Fighter and just ran through everybody.
Really?
Yeah, she's been fucking people up too. She doesn't like. She doesn't win slowly. She messes you up. So we'll see.
And then Bellator this week, Brent Primus. He's a good fighter. He's fighting Tim Wilde. I don't know what they do with these. They put in these guys from England who I don't know who these guys are, but Derek Campos, that guy's always in good fights against Pedro Carvajal. And Fabian Edwards, undefeated. We had him on. He's Leon Edwards' brother. He's 6-0. He's really good.
Nice.
And then PFL. PFL, which I'm working
PFL.
For.
PFL.
Luis Taylor, who won. He won the $1 million last time.
Oh, okay.
His nickname is Put the Guns Down because he wants to get rid of the guns in Chicago.
Oh, I like that.
And he's a 40-year-old guy, became a fighter at 33, he was a wrestling coach, and just once won $1 million fighting Chris Curtis, a good fighter. Kayla Harrison.
See, to me, that's exactly the guy who should have gone into that after that $1 million.
What do you mean?
Like, he's later in his career, before he even gets started, he needs to take a shot at something big right away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had all these discussions about,
well, he was
UFC
in Bellator.
Guys,
well, he was in Bellator.
Leave UFC,
well, he was
go
in
try and win this $1 million.
No, he was in Bellator.
And I'm like, this is a guy who, you know, a latecomer. You know what? Yeah, you
no, he
absolutely
was in,
need
no,
to get
he was
there
in Bellator.
Yeah.
He was in Bellator, WSR.
Regardless, though, he's very old.
Yeah. Kayla Harrison. Who's a 2-time gold medalist, never been happen in men or women in judo.
Yeah.
And she did it twice. She's the favorite, but she's only 2-0 against Svetlana Kortova. John Howard, who has autism.
John Howard?
Yeah.
Doomsday?
Yeah, he said he discovered recently he had autism.
Interesting.
So he's got the good kind.
What, like the kind you marry Amy Schumer kind? She said it in her special that her husband has autism.
Well, then, then I guess that is the good guy.
May make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be John Howard. it's not that bad where you marry John Amy Schumer. But he's fighting Magomed Karimov, which is...
Magomed Karimov. Yeah, definitely Dagestani.
And Ray Cooper is fighting Zane Kamaka. Both of you guys are cousins.
Ray Cooper.
They're cousins from Hawaii, and they're fighting each other.
No way.
Nice. Yeah, they are.
Are they cousins like, no, they're like how some people say, like, oh, that's my cousin, but it's really like your third cousin?
I don't know.
Like, it's really like you're just both Hawaiians.
No, yeah. Supposedly.
like, so you're like, we're all
that's my cousin, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
No, supposedly like they're like their cousin they're, cousins.
Like grew up together cousins. Yeah,
and then Sarah Kaufman's on the card. And so is David Michaud, he's afraid to fly, so he's driving from Arizona to New York.
Baller. Like that.
He's a Native American guy, so his nickname is One Who Walks.
Walks. That's not the fiercest warrior name there is.
I'm kidding. It's not really. I'm fucking around because he's afraid to fly. All right. So UFC 237.
One who drives. Might have been a little more.
Mm-hmm. One who drives.
I got it.
All right. So.
yeah. Just what? Wasn't good.
All right. It was. Oh. All of a sudden you're fucking Don Rickles over here. Give me a break.
I'm just giving you shit.
We've seen your stand up. It's not good. All right. So anyway.
You've seen my stand up.
I'm
just
saying, we did not see his stand up.
Yeah.
So, right. But it isn't good.
It is good. Actually, you hit the bag, and Jay Morris has the hardest ever seen anybody hit.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Bag don't hit back. Again. All right. So, Rose Namajunas taking on Jessica Andrade, UFC 237, May 11th. That's the main event. I think Andrade's going to win.
Yeah. She's kind of on a tear.
I feel like Rose had Joanna's number, but this other girl is like a mini Vanderlei Prime Silva. She just comes forward. I think she might really hurt Rose.
Yeah, I think she's like a mini. She's like a mini Amanda Nunes.
Mm-hmm.
She's just Amanda Nunes like 2.0.
Rose has surprised me the whole way. I picked her to lose, like last time. So I'm always surprised that when she wins, I'm always like, oh, wow, okay, fucking hell.
Here's the thing. Like, Rose is just so good all around. Like, I think Andrade, she's going to have to catch her with something big.
Yeah.
And hurt her to make her, wear
it. I guess that's
what it is.
To me,
she
looks like she would be easier to hurt.
She looks kind of lanky and like.
Yeah, I always expect her, and then she wins, and I'm like, I'm clearly underestimating this girl. And that, if I were to say I'm going with Andrade, I'd be doing it again.
Right.
Because I just look at her and I don't see her.
That's how I felt with that's how I felt Connor. I'm like, Connor's going to lose. This Connor's going to lose.
Right.
The one time I'm like, Connor's going to beat Khabib, he fucking loses.
I knew Khabib was going to win that one.
Everyone did, but I was just like, I don't know.
That's how I was.
I was like, he kept getting hit by Al. I'm like, if he gets hit by Al, then he's going to get hit by, also, Anderson Silva's taking on Jared Cannonier. What is that about?
Jared Cannonier.
Who's good, but is he?
Yeah, that's just a random fight. Like,
I think they're trying to give Anderson one last big fight in Brazil. And,
probably.
Is it in Brazil?
No, didn't they say that? I think that was announced. What? Like, he's going to retire.
That's his big retirement fight.
So they're trying to give him a guy that they know he's going to beat an American. And,
in Brazil, yeah.
And they're going to fly him in from around the world.
I might be mistaken.
He'll be jet lagged.
I think so.
He arrives morning of.
He's staying at like the motel.
From Finland. Tonight. And he's like, all right, get in there and fight Silva.
He's fighting Spirit Airways.
Give us a good fight. Exactly. Yeah. In cargo.
Also, Aldo is taking on Alexander Volkanovski. That guy's really good, right? Isn't the guy that knocked out Chad Mendes?
Who, Volkanovski?
Yeah.
Recently, right?
Yeah. I think he's going to
beat Aldo. On Chad's comeback fight.
I think that guy should beat Aldo. That guy's 19-1.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Aldo just won't fucking die. So
depends on which Aldo shows up.
Yeah, exactly. Like if the latest Aldo version shows up, then it's going to be a really bad night.
And a fight that I wish we did not have to see was Clay Guida versus BJ Penn.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's
where
a tough one, man.
Clay?
Clay's been doing the thing.
I would imagine he was like managing a TCBY in New Jersey by now.
No, he's still winning. He's still doing good.
Yeah.
Hey, Guida's still doing good.
I'll tell you what.
Did he
I
ever
think
really do that good?
Yeah, he beat a lot of really good
fighters.
Yeah,
but he never did. He ever win the title? I think he ever. Did,
no,
he held a title. No. Exactly. So a lot of guys, like most 35 guys, fights.
He's a journeyman.
He's a journeyman.
I don't know.
He beat Nate Diaz.
I love the way you guys are slowly working your way down to my definition.
No.
Which I'm just saying. I mean,
he was a top of the line journeyman. Okay.
No, he was much better than a journeyman.
But he's definitely a journeyman stepping stone type guy.
He's beaten some major guys.
Yes,
okay. Is gatekeeper a better word?
Gatekeeper for
Clay.
Is better than journeyman.
Yeah. Okay. Gatekeeper. Clay Guida is a gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah, I think so. Well, the guys that have gotten past him, Brian Ortega.
See, Jose Aldo. See, I think you have to have been a Jose Aldo was a fucking champion.
No, not that one.
Michael Bisping was the ultimate gatekeeper.
It's like
before he was a champion.
But after. It was like the very last two fights of his career.
Championship trajectory.
You don't think if he beats BJ Penn? He's right next in line.
No, but he gets an AARP discount at Denny's.
But why is BJ Penn fighting still?
Yes. Why is Clay Guida fighting still?
Clay Guida still look good.
He's
BJ
only,
Penn has not won in 8 years.
I think they're both under 40, right?
Yeah, which is still over
still
a thousand.
Do it in MMA years?
Yeah. What happened?
I didn't plug the thing in. But Clay Guida should have
this whole time?
No.
Well, they didn't hear any of this? No, do we have to start it over?
This. Oh.
Here. I mean, yeah. Okay, so
this
so,
isn't an emergency yet.
No. I just gotta find the cord to plug in this thing.
Yeah, he's had some good wins. He beat Anthony Pettis.
He beat
the shit out of Anthony Pettis, didn't he? Didn't he just hold him down?
1938.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's the thing. Like all his big wins were at the beginning of his career.
Mac Danzig.
He beat Mac Danzig, Nate Diaz.
Again, these are very
old stories. But like.
These are like biblical stories in how long that you know.
No, but lately he beat Eric Koch. He beat Joe Lauzon, Joe Lauzon's been on
he
a
was 75 years old.
But yes, yeah, his last five. He's 2-3 in his last five.
Paper mache leads easily. Like,
yeah.
So
he's what?
He's 2-3 in his last five.
Yeah, but BJ Penn's 0-8.
Yes, correct.
All right. Oh shit.
So I think Skype. Clay Guida might put a beating on BJ, but it's not going to be this magnificent athletic performance.
I
got to
tell you, I'm going BJ.
All right.
I always go BJ
really?
If given the option.
I'm going BJ.
Wait, you're going BJ, really?
I am, absolutely.
Come on.
Yes.
Have you seen him fight in the last...
Because I think he's still a better fighter than Clay Guida.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think...
BJ's just a different fighter now.
Prime BJ Penn...
Oh,
destroys.
Yeah, Prime BJ Penn mops the floor with Clay Guida.
Right, but I'm saying there's enough of that left to beat Clay Guida.
Based on what?
Names.
Based on what?
His name.
Come on.
Based on the fact that he is BJ Penn.
Yes.
Which, true, I understand, but like...
Yeah, whew. but that's a different...
He's he's looked so bad.
This
looked
story
so bad.
Next week. And
yes,
we'll
we shall.
All right, hold on, let me see this one.
Or whenever it is. No, is that this week? No, that's coming up. That's
that's the 11th.
Fights are on Saturday.
All right, so...
Or like next Saturday.
Or next Saturday.
Yeah,
that's
the 11th.
Next Saturday.
And, yeah.
All right, so let's see if this works. Hold on.
So we won't be able to revisit this, but because I'll be out of town.
I can't see you. Can you see me?
I can see you.
All right, we're talking to Tall Steve right now.
Right on.
Tall Steve. Yeah.
Tall Steve is a great fighter, 6-0 Bellator fighter. What are you, 6'8"? What are you?
I'm 6'8".
6'8".
Wow.
And it was funny because I actually said, I go, Tall Steve came to my show, and Stefan Struve goes, who the fuck is that guy? do you and Struve actually train together?
Yeah, we're really good friends, actually.
Wow. That's gotta be insane. Now, I was saying, you're one of the Black Zillions, but it's not the Black Zillions anymore. It's something else, right?
Yeah, well, it's Hard Knocks now. I just I went with Henry and Greg whenever they branched off and did their own thing.
Got it. Now
we kind of assimilated Kami Barzini whenever he left Top Team too. So
we were watching your last fight, which was insane. Okay, you got popped, completely rocked. They were like, "This, they got to stop the fight. They got to stop the fight." You came back, shot a double, and just what? Kimura the guy, right? It was a Kimura.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. But how hurt were you?
So I walk out, touch gloves with the dude. The ref, "Are you ready? You ready? Fight!" and then I'm in the locker room taking my shorts off.
Nice work. Wow. Nice fucking work, sir.
Wow.
So did I win? And everyone was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know if I won or not. And like Greg and Michael Johnson were in my corner, and I was like, I don't know if I won or not. Did I win? And they were like, yeah, of course you won. And it was weird because like I did kind of like know that I won, but like it's weird. You have like the, I got clipped, and then like it's this weird dream sequence of like imagery and noises and stuff like that. And then, but I didn't like come to until like I said, like it kind of like rolled in. And then I'm like, wait, what happened?
Wow.
Instead of that. Wow. It was terrifying. It was crazy. I was like, but I won, right? They're like, yeah, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't actually know if I won or not. And then the crazy thing was I went back and they had my manager was in the room. He had the tape on the phone. And I watched it and I was like, oh, I probably sound like an idiot in the post fight. And I like perfectly articulated myself. It was weird. It was crazy.
That's
like doing whippets.
I mean, you must have great instincts.
It's like being punched in the fucking head.
A double. I mean, so how many times in practice have you done that move to the point where you don't even know where you are and you can still do it?
Thousands and thousands. And then, you know, I mean, I got to give it up to my coaches there too. That was instincts like that only come from being trained. So, I mean, no, Greg, I can't say this enough. Greg
Jones?
Yeah, Greg Jones. Greg Jones really is like, it's been him, Henry, Commie, like all those dudes have been absolutely instrumental to building my skill set as it is now.
That's awesome. Now, who are some of the guys you train with now? You train with like Overeem, or you train with Anthony Johnson, or
Rashad? No, Overeem's out in Colorado. I got here after he left. I trained with Rumble until he retired. So my main people now are Stefan Struve with a couple of Bellator guys in camp. Whatever Stefan was fighting, I trained with him pretty often. You know what I mean? It looks like he's on his way out. But Victor Pesta, he's a UFC veteran. I'm trying to think of some other names you would know. Luke Rockhold.
Oh, yeah? How's Luke looking?
He's a beast, man. He's a stud. he's a killer. One of the most skilled, skill for skill, one of the best fighters I've ever trained with.
Is it hard to hang out with Luke? Because I've hung out with Luke a little bit, and I remember hearing a story how he hooked up with this girl in front of all her friends and had sex with her in front of all her friends. And then I asked her, and I go, did you really bang this girl in front of all her friends? And he goes, not all her friends. And I was like, and I was like, this guy. Jeez. Is it hard hanging out with a guy like that?
If I were trying to impress a girl, I would not bring Luke Rockhold on a double date.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like...
I don't think I'm hideous, you know, and I'm tall. Like, I would think I'm on the higher end of the male social hierarchy and, you know, whatever. But Luke Rockhold is not the first guy I called.
What's that word?
Now, you grew up in Pittsburgh?
Yes, just north of Pittsburgh.
And then when did you start training, fighting? Because I would assume that basketball would be your first sport.
You would think, right? I feel smarter, maybe, but... I read about it in a magazine when I was like 15 or 16. I guess I kind of already knew what it was, but I think like once I read about it and got like a good bearing for what the sport actually was and like what it took to succeed, something about it just resonated with me. So I started taking jiu-jitsu classes when I was like 17, and then took up wrestling my junior year of high school, and then the rest was off to the races. Yes.
Wow. Did you wrestle in college at all?
No, I don't know. I wanted to, but I remember I talked to a couple coaches that were interested in me coming out and wrestling. But there was a grappling tournament the same weekend as the last chance to take the SATs, and I decided to do that.
Got it. Yeah. And so
good move.
What belt are you in jiu-jitsu?
I'm a purple belt under Gilbert Burns.
Wow. Nice. Gilbert Burns is a beast.
Gilbert Burns is a stud.
So
that's a legit purple belt.
So now, when did you move to Florida?
2000. It's just 3 years ago, like as of like April, early April. So, you know, 2016.
So you walk into the Black Zillions, you see Anthony Johnson, you see all these guys. You have no experience as far as fighting, but you're this tall, goofy white guy. Was it hard at first? Mm-hmm. What was it like at first?
So my first time ever at the Black Zillions, right? I just got done doing a training camp with Team Takedown. So Jake Rochal, or Jared rather, Jared Rochelle, was getting ready to fight Stefan Struve. So they had a friend who knew a friend of mine. So they were like, yeah, we got this guy, 6'8", he'd be perfect. And they called me. I went down there for a little while. And I was dating a girl who lived in Fort Lauderdale. And she was like, you know, I mean, I made some money. So I was like, hey, well, I'm going to come visit you. How far is where you live from Boca? And she was like, oh, Boca's only up the road, probably half an hour. And I was like, what? So I was like, you know, while I'm there, I'm getting work at with Henry. So got in touch with him. My first time ever at the Black Zillions, I walk in, and it's a sparring day. It was a Friday. So that's back when we did the sparring days, the MMA sparring days. So I walk into the gym. It's quiet. There's nobody there yet. It's just Henry. So we hit past like an hour, and he's like, yeah, man. Like, and I told him what was going on. I was like, hey, look, like, I'm getting ready to go pro, and I really would like to can you still hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, okay, I lost you briefly. I was like, hey, look, like, I'm getting ready to go pro. Like, yeah, I mean, I really like what you're doing here. I really like your system. And Henry's like, well, yeah, why don't we Matt Mitrione was getting ready for Travis Brown. So he was like, yeah, why don't we in a couple weeks we'll have you back down, you know, see if you like it. In the meantime, why don't you stick around and watch sparring? I was like, yeah, of course. So he said, there's a chair over there, just go sit down. So I'm walking over, and Tyrone Spong's putting his gloves on.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a huge student of the game, and, you know, Tyrone Spong. So I'm like, oh, and I'm like 23, just get ready to turn 24. And I'm like, oh, my God. Trying to be cool. And Tyrone Spong's like, hey, like, before I said anything to him, Tyrone looked at me and was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh, Tyrone, I'm a big fan. I watch all your fights. And he's like, okay, man, cool. So, like, I watched all the sparring. It was fucking crazy, dude. Everybody just kicking the shit out of each other. And I don't know. I knew that was for me. And then once Henry, you know, I mean, once Henry made me a solid offer, I was sold, man. Like,
what's training, what's sparring with Anthony Johnson like?
I sparred with professional boxers. I sparred with, like, world ranked Jarrell Miller, a guy named Brian Minto. Yeah. He's not as well known, but he was another.
I remember Brian Minto. He was really good.
Rumble hits harder than everybody.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, he's, people don't give Rumble enough credit. He hits really hard. He's really explosive. He's really fast, like really fast. And one thing he doesn't get credit for enough is he had a really high kickboxing acumen. Like he wasn't just a hard hitter. You know, he knew what to throw, when to throw. Like, he had a really good series from both, like, southpaw and orthodox. His system was really good. He was smart. His reflexes were really good. You couldn't. He was damn near impossible to take down. So you can imagine it. I got a lot of ass whoopings in my life.
Yeah, I can only. But and then now, are you training with Usman at all, or is he too small for you?
Is the size disparity is pretty significant. So hold on 1 second. Tom. You're not Tom. Tom, your food's here.
Yeah.
He just called me, so go outside.
Tom's food's here. Got it.
Tom's he ordered.
What'd Tom get?
Yeah, what is it? What did he order? Yeah.
Pho. You ever had pho?
Oh, yeah. We love pho.
Of course.
Vietnamese soup. It's fantastic.
You had this look on your face. And I was like, dude, if you were going to bad mouth pho like that right to me, we're going to have some problems. Pho is a staple in the Maori household.
So, all right. So you're 6-0. You're undefeated. You're undefeated right now. You're in Bellator. Last fight was a little scary. I'm not going to lie. How close are we to getting on the main card and to really start calling people out?
So we'll see. We're in a pretty interesting point in my contract right now. So hopefully my next fight, well, not hopefully, it's looking like my next fight it'll be against a rostered heavyweight.
Yeah.
So
very nice.
So we'll see. It's exciting. Yeah.
I mean, of course. I mean, right now you're in a. I even talked to Colby Covington recently, and I was like. He's like, yeah, I wish I'd never had that fucking one loss. And I'm like, to Warley Alves. I'm like, bro, you're like 15-1 or something. You're right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, but that one fucking loss, you know? So it still drives him crazy. And I think that you're undefeated right now. And, you know, you're in a – that O is very important, yeah. You know? You got to be smart. At the same time, you got to keep testing yourself, right?
Yeah, you have to. Progression is important in the sport, and I mean, you see that more and more. But yeah, I mean, that said too, like, Kamaru the other day, him and I were talking. He was telling me about his first loss in his second pro fight. He lost to a guy who doesn't, I don't even think he even fights anymore. Like, a dude who was like a 500 kind of fighter, and he said he wasn't taking him seriously, and the dude hopped on his back and took him out.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, no, that's a, of course. I mean, it's so, that's why you could see it.
Yeah, it happens.
Everybody loses.
And it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to let that happen, too.
It's such a dynamic sport in that, what's his name? Rafael Dos Anjos was what? I think the first time I heard about Rafael Dos Anjos, he was 3-3 in the UFC, just lost to Clay Guida. And then
we had a 20-minute talk on Clay Guida just now. That's why I was laughing.
No, you're good. Yeah. But, I mean, the next time I started to pay attention to Rafa Dos Anjos was whenever he knocked out Benson Henderson.
Yeah,
and
no.
He went on to beat, unseeded, what's his name, Anthony Pettis for the title. That's a result that, people in the know were kind of like, yeah, that's going to be a tough fight. And then, I mean, I think Rafa Dos Anjos is...
Oh, he's a badass. Awesome. I can't wait to watch this fight with Kevin Lee. But now, steroids. Talk about steroids, right? Has anybody from Bellator ever been busted for steroids? Because it seems like Mike the Marine Richmond is the only guy in the last 10 years to get popped. Do they test you guys?
I mean, I haven't been tested yet. And I think
nice.
I would love it. A testing, whatever, a doping agency, anti-doping agency to come in. But they leave it up to the athletic commissions a lot of times. And the athletic commissions just, yeah, see? The look on your face. I fought in Florida. Amateur to professional. So it'd be seven amateur MMA fights, seven amateur boxing fights, and six professional MMA fights. I've been drug tested one time. It was before an amateur fight.
Wow.
How many would you have passed?
I think he would have passed all of them. Look at this guy.
Yeah, no, he looks pretty clean.
But if I was a heavyweight and I was 240 pounds, I would want everyone to be tested. Some of these guys look look like...
Yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you how many I watched a fight right before my last fight. I remember laying in bed watching some heavyweights fight. And it was the pre-USADA era UFC. I won't say their names, but I remember watching them fight and being like, okay, there's no freaking way somebody wasn't getting some help here.
It's crazy. I mean, with TJ Dillashaw, when the 135 pounders are getting busted, you could only imagine, or 145. But anyway.
Yeah.
125.
Anyway, listen, it was an honor to talk to you, Tall Steve. You are the man. Thanks for coming on. Where can people follow you?
People can follow me on Instagram at TallSteveFightsPeople. They can follow me on Twitter at TallSteveMMA. On my Facebook is just Steve Mowry. That's my professional whatever page.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. Thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, I'm grateful for being a part of the show. Also, your show, whenever you were in town, was hilarious.
Oh, thanks, man.
I got to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting much, not because I didn't already think you were funny, but because I went to a couple comedy shows, like local comedy shows in Pittsburgh, and I was usually just to go watch friends, and not that they were bad, but yeah, I mean, like, I didn't really have an experience that made me like a gut busting like thing, but your show was hilarious. You and the guy who opened for you both were really funny.
Well, thank you very much, man. It was an honor to have you there, brother.
It was a pleasure to be there.
Hey, and can you let Stefan Struve know that his name is actually code for cocaine here on the MMA Roasted Show?
Why is that?
Because he looks like a long line of cocaine.
Yeah, okay, look, if you think I don't look like I'm on stuff, I'm talking about like when I went to Amsterdam for I was in his corner whenever he fought Alexander Volkov, and like, I don't even think Stefan's even seen marijuana, and he's from the motherland.
No, he's just long and white. Yeah. So
he's long, he's white, he's pasty.
Yeah. So we just were like, oh yeah, let's do that sweet, sweet Struve.
So anytime I feel like goofy white boy, I just think, okay, well, Stefan Struve exists, so I'm all right.
You're practically Jamaican next to that guy.
That's so true.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you.
Take care. All right, that was Steve, Tall Steve.
Cool guy, man.
Cool guy, undefeated fighter, badass dude.
Yeah.
Like, got a good attitude.
Great attitude.
Great attitude. Mayhem Miller just called me. He called me just now, and like it didn't.
Why does he always call while we're like,
I don't know,
calling somebody else?
He's calling me from jail.
Sorry, again.
Yeah, yeah. He just called me from jail.
Sorry, Jason.
I hope he calls back again because I pressed the wrong thing. I was going to accept it and talk to him from prison.
Oh, man. Why does he call you? Because this is when he has phone time. Yeah. He doesn't get to decide.
No, he never knows when he
has. Yeah, it's like your phone time.
Come on, man.
Exactly. So he's been in line waiting to call you and you didn't. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Next time for sure.
So what do you got coming up?
What do I have coming? Oh, May 6th through 12th. I'm going to be this Saturday night. Obviously, I'll be doing headlining the late show for the NoHo Comedy Festival, which is at this. I think it's going to be at my home club, the HaHa. And then next week, 6th through 12th, I will be headlining the LA Comedy Club at the Stratosphere. Actually, it's not even the Stratosphere anymore. It's now the Strat.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it's called the Strat, right?
It's all rebranded and all that. So that's cool. Listen, it's much better. The Stratosphere was very 90s. Very 90s. And so the Strat looks much cooler. So that I'll be doing that for a week. And then, of course, getting married and heading off to Europe.
Nice.
You going to Europe for the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Where?
We're going to go to London for 3 days. We'll go to Amsterdam for 2 days. And then to Heidelberg, Germany.
Are you going to do any comedy there or no?
Well, where Summer grew up in Heidelberg. So we're going to go there for three or four days.
Are you going to do any comedy when you're there?
I didn't plan to, but I may reach out to one of the Amsterdam clubs, see if I can get a guest spot.
Yeah.
Just for fun, just while we're there. Yeah, although I didn't really want to.
Do it.
Come on, babe. Let me get a set in. But at the same time, it's 12 fucking days. I think she would be happy to do it for me. If I were to say it, she'd be like, yeah, let's go to see you do a set in Amsterdam.
Yeah, for sure.
She would be totally down for it.
For sure.
Tyler, what do you got coming up?
Got jiu-jitsu class tonight and Thursday, 7 o'clock, Braxton's Combat Sports in Venice, California. And then I'm going to Costa Rica on Friday.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Going to Costa Rica with the lady for 8 days.
Wow. This Friday? Break.
This Friday. Yeah. Wow. Nice break.
Thanks for letting me know that you guys are both not here.
Exactly. Get some co-hosts. Call up CB. He should be back from Costa Rica.
Appreciate it, guys.
I forgot. Sorry.
That's all. Yeah.
I'm not here for
I forgot I had outside responsibilities.
It's not like I have a show that I'm trying to build or anything. All right. So that's okay. Well, have a great time.
Yeah. Thank you. I've never been, so we'll see.
This Thursday night, I'm at Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova. So all you Sacramento people, get over there. New York City at the Gotham Comedy Club, May 16th, May 17th to 18th at the Westside Comedy Club. The Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, May 23rd to the 26th. The Avi Casino in Laughlin, Nevada, June 6th. The Comedy Cave in Calgary, June 11th to the 16th. The Minnesota House of Comedy, June 19th to the 23rd. And the Strat, July 1st to the 7th and July 18th to the 21st at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. Thank you, Tall Steve. Sorry, Mayhem, for not picking up. I feel bad now. I tried. I pressed one. I figured one.
I saw you doing it over there. I'm like, what is he doing right now? I thought
one was the thing.
To accept. Yeah. Press one. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I think it was two.
Well, they probably make it a little more difficult to make sure it's not an accident.
Anyway, thank you guys so much, and take care. Have a great week.
Later.
Trap, sons, 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 trap, sons,